Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for Chayo Chavit Fege, Bas Michal Gizbasia, Yosef Ben Alexander, Social for Israel, Moshe de Peshner, I saw Moshe Mordechai, Linishmas, our sister Bas Rav Shmuel, Moshe Chantu, Moshe Tan Pastor Meir Zev. And we are going to learn a Sukkot and Gittin. It says in Daf, Hail Mebeis, if Nekama knows Nola, when someone comes to Medina Sayam and gives a get, how many people that it has to give in, and how many people's presence must the get be given? One opinion says two, one opinion says three. And the argument is, as the Gemara explains later, that since a woman may bring the get, sometimes she is going to be one of the three people. And a woman cannot join the tribunal of judges. So therefore, make sure that there are always three. Meaning, when a man brings it, so he could be one of the three. But when a woman brings it, she can't be one of the three. And we're afraid that if we allow a man to be one of the three, we're going to allow a woman also. So therefore, make sure there are always three besides the person bringing the gift. The other person said, the other opinion where it says, no, when we know that a woman can't be even starved, so therefore, normally two is enough. Unless it's a woman who brings it, and then you have three. You see from this Gemara that a woman cannot be a judge. Because we need this woman to be the beis din that witnesses the giving of the get. And this woman can't be the beis din. She can't be mitzareftes to the beis din. And the kasha is that she tisaptesvis many others, is that a woman can be a dayan. Even though isha psula lahay, she's ksheru ladum. Ayayim lekaman b'daf peiches amud beis libra masra v'lo. But we see from our sugya that a woman is not allowed to be a judge. So how's that tashitas ha'taisus and others going to deal with this gemara? Seems to hold pretty clear that one's not allowed to be a judge. So the truth is that we already had numerous shiurim answering this kasha based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rosh HaYeshiva Agadol Chaim Shmuel Levitz Zatzal. I just say those words and it's already ma'orer tshuka to hear what he has to say because this Torah is just so incredible, mamish. So now we have another mahalach presents, you know, and you have great people. So, and they have one kasha, they have four terutzim, eight terutzim, 12 terutzim. Yosef Engel in the Sefer Gvuras Shemayim has 80 terutzim. It's a pretty good trick. Gvuras Shemayim, 80 terutzim. As Omer Moreinu Rabbeinu Hargoin Reb Chaim Zatzal. V'derech Acheres Ner Liyashiv Sugim Ladas Asogim Dishik Sheir Lodim. So we'd like to be Miyashiv our sugya, according to those who hold, that a woman is allowed to be a dayan. Because Tosis asks on this shita that we learn that anybody who's kosher ladun is kosher lahayid. In other words, it goes together. Kosher ladun is kosher lahayid. You can also be a witness. Problem is, a woman can't be a witness. How can she be a dayan? And for Tosis, this clause about a man, that a man who's kosher ladun is kosher lahayid. But it doesn't apply to a woman. Parenthetic, you can also ask this about a Summa and a Ben Yud Gimel Shana below Cyrus, according to the one who holds Ksherim Ladun, even though they're Psulim Lahayt. How does that go together? Ain't Tosis Benita, but Dafnu Namad Aleph. So the Kasha is on this Tosis that it says in Yerushalmi and Yuma 6:1, cited actually by Tosis. On 88b here in Gittin, it says, "Harei lamadnu she'ein ha'isha me'ida me'ata ein ha'isha dana." A woman can't be made; she also can't be done. What do you do with that, Yerushalmi? So it appears follows: Behekdem loshan Rambam. I love going to the Rambam, Sanhedrin 2:10. Af al pi she'ein based in pachas mishleisha, even though we don't have a based in with less than three people, mutter la'echad ladun min ha'teila. It's permitted min ha'Torah for one person to be a dayan. As it says, b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. You judge, it says, with tishpot lashon yachid. So min ha'Torah, one person can be a dayan. And we divrei soifrim, zok de Rambam, rabbinically speaking, ad shu shloisha. You need at least three. And to that judge, dein din amdin. You see the lashon of Rambam that a beis din does not comprise a beis din unless there are three people minimally. Nevertheless, a yochid can paskin. A rabbinish can beis din, but he can paskin. It's not b'toiras iso. It's not just like it's paskening that this meat is kosher and not kosher. The meat is muteris and not the isha is muteris the baile, lo muteris the baile. Horas iser veheter. She's a nida. She's not a nida. Elohavale psak din de beis din. Now this is a bona fide psak din of a beis din. It's done from a tzedek tishbor amisecha. Even though a yachid doesn't have a shame dying and based in, nevertheless, his psak din is called the psak din of a based in. So we already have an important lamdisha distinction here. A based in is three. A yachid is not a based in, but a psak of a yachid is like the psak of a based in. You see from here that there are two dinim. There's a shame based in, and koyach ha-psak, the psak based in. Now it would appear that when the rabbis were misaking that we need three, it's not only that we need a based in, a shame based in, but also rabbinically, the koyach ha-psak is not b'pachas mishloisha. Koyach ha-psak, rabbinically, needs three. Biblically, a yachid has koyach ha-psak based. Now, we paskin that a yachid mumche is kosher ladun. We paskin that if it's a yachid who's a mumche, who's an expert judge, he can be dan min ha-Torah. Nevertheless, the Rambam paskins, Sanhedrin 5:18, Yachid, shehu mumche l'rabim, af al pi shehu dan, dinei mamonot, yichidi, ein ha-hoda'a b'fanav, hoda'a b'beit din. Ve'afilu haya samuch. Yachid is a mumche l'rabim, even though he's done, dinei mamonot, b'yichidi, alone, he can judge monetary cases, e'hoido, in front of him, is not considered a haidah b'beis din. Yeah, he's paskening, but it's not a haidah b'beis din. Afilu ayah samach, even if he has biblical smicha. And that's based on what we explain, that the chidush of a yachid mumche is that his psak din is considered like a psak of a beis din. If he's a yachid mumche, his psak is a psak of a beis din. His halachic decision is the halachic decision of the beis din, but he's not mamish a beis din. He is not a beis din. And there, like we made the distinction before between koyach ha-psak and shem beis din, he doesn't have a shem beis din, this yachid mumche. And therefore, ohido b'fanav is ohido mi-chutz la-beis din. Wow. Ayin b'zev k'tzois, b'simen gimel, si'if koton beis. Dayen Bashach, B'simin Mem Vov, Siv Katan Ches, who writes that a Yochid Mumche cannot be Makabel Edus. This is very critical. A Yochid Mumche may not be Makabel Edus. You want to have Kabbalah's Edus? It has to be in front of three. A Yochid Mumche cannot receive testimony because he's not a Beis Din. It's Kabbalah's Edus Mechutz La Beis Din. Look at the Nesivis. 3:3. The gather is that a yochid mumche harei hu kedayin yochid adon midoi chayso. Yochid mumche is like an individual judge who is judging midoi chayso. But even though it's mutter for him to judge, nevertheless, there's no base in less than three. And so is Mefurish in the Rambam 2:11. Echad shei mumche l'rav marid zeh mutter l'olad miyichidi aval eino chashuv beis din. Okay. So here we have it, white on black, black on white, that one who's a mumche l'rabim, he's allowed to be don yechidi, but he's not a beis din. So we have here yisoid, a yochid is not a beis din. It's a yochid mumche. We pask and he can judge. However, his judgment is not that of a beis din. His psak will be a psak of a beis din. Midor Raisa, Yachid can judge. Midor Rabbanan, even Yachid Mumche, we paskin can judge. So the psak is a psak of a beis din, but he is not. He doesn't have the koich of beis din, and therefore Kabbalas Edus he cannot do. So we'd like to define those who are permitted to judge, even though they are disqualified from testifying. That the truth is, the psul lohoid, somebody who is not allowed to testify, is also not allowed to be a judge. But this klal is only shayach bipsulim, like a koroiv or a rasha. They're Eidim Psulim. And we see that they even pass the Ksherim. And therefore, they have a Teras Psul on their dying and their Psakdin. That's when it comes to Kroivim or Rishayim, Avol Ish, O Suma, O Ben Yud Gimel Shanim Beloy Silas. But a woman, or a blind person, or a 13-year-old without pubic hairs, who are not mipsule edus. Wait, I already hear people jumping on me. What do you mean he's not psule? Of course he's psule edus. No. They're not even in the parish of edus. If someone's in the parish of edus, that's puzzle, like a koroiv or a rosha. And then there's someone who is not even in the parasha. And that's an Isha, a Suma, and a Ben Yud Gimel Shanim, below Cyrus. And that's like the Nesivis writes 36:10, that a woman and a Katan are not going to pasul Ksherim within Eidu Shabbat L'Miktsasa, because they are not fitting to testify. They're not together Eidim. And the Mela, they have no Torah's Psul at all. And therefore, even though we have a klal that call a kosher lahayid, kosher ladun, anybody who's kosher to testify is kosher to judge. And somebody who doesn't have a Torah's aid also can't be a dayan. Nevertheless, just like Shem she'ein ben psul edus, kach ein ben psul b'koyach psak din shelem. Just like they are not disqualified from testifying, so too, just like they don't have a psul edus, so too they don't have a psul b'koyach ha'psak din shelem. Again, if somebody is kasher l'hayid, he's kasher ladin. If he doesn't have a toiras eid, however, He also doesn't have a Torah's dayan. So that goes together. Good aid, good dayan. Not a Torah's aid, not a Torah's dayan. However, those who don't have a psul edus, like we said before, about an isha sumer ben yud gimel shana b'lo sayuris, they don't have a psul b'koyach edus. They're just not in the parsha. So too, they don't have a psul b'koyach psak din shalahem. And it emerges that their psak din is like the psak din of a beis din. And not that they don't have a shame dayin u'beis din is not mafkia the techas psak din shalahem. Like we see that a yachid mutar lo ladin, even though he's not considered a beis din. So again, an isha suma ben yud gimel, since they are not mipsulei edus, they are not edim who were disqualified. They're just not in the parsha in the first place. Important distinction. So too, as dayanim, they can judge, because their din, you're right. Of course, they don't have a koach of beis. They don't have a din beis din, a shame beis din. But they have a koyach psak of basin that wasn't disqualified. It's like their edus wasn't disqualified. So this, the fact that they don't have a shame dayan of basin, is not mafkia the Torah's psak din, like we saw by Yochid. That here's the Torah's psak din of a basin. So it emerges that since the Shach writes that a Yochid mumcha can't be makabel edus, it's considered edus mechutz lebasin. Similarly, a woman assuming a ben yir gimel shanim without sayres can only judge, but there's no kabbalas edus. It can't be makabel edus. And that the Yerushalmi says that ain isha dana means she doesn't have a toiras based in makabel edus, but her din is still a din like a yachid mumcha. We explained. Now we understand our Gemara. That a woman cannot be mitzdalev to the three to be mekayim the get. But even though an isha is ksheira lodun, even though a woman is ksheira lodun, kevin she tzricha litzdalev the Kabbal Edus Atzma. So yeah, a woman could be a judge. In a normal case, a woman could be a judge. But not here. Now when it comes to be Mekayim the Get, when she brings the Get Mudina Siyam and says B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam. Why? Because when she says B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam, at that time she's being Mekabbal her own Edus. Like the Ran writes in Ksubas 21b, to prove from our Sugya that Dada Reid Nasa Daim Derabanan, is the aid is a dying when he's made, and he's mitzdarif with the others to be makabel edus atzmo. He's makabel his own edus, which we spoke about in previous year, if that's possible. But going with the Ran, that the aid nasa dying is he's made and mitzdarif with the other two dayanim to accept, to receive his own edus. And if so, even though a woman can judge, but she's not ruia, the kabbalah's edus. Since when she says, b'fanei necht, b'fanei nechta, at that time she has to be makabel her own edus together with the other judges, that she can't do, because a woman doesn't have the koach of kabbalah's edus. A woman only has the koach that her psak din is like the psak din of a beis din. But kabbalah's edus, a woman doesn't have. Like the Shach said, a yachid mumcha can't be makabel edus, so to an isha yechida can't be makabel edus. And since she can't be makabel edus, alts isha, nemela, in our case, in our Gemara, a woman can't be mitzdarif to the three, to be makayim the get. But normally she can be a judge. You know, feren for the kasha. And that's why Gemara doesn't say we're concerned that a Karov is going to bring it. Because a Karov, nobody's going to make a mistake. Everybody knows that a Karov is Pasul Ladin, so nobody's going to think to be Mitzarif him to the basin, but it won't pick a thing mitzarev to the basin because a woman can be done. You're not going to realize she can't be makabelas eidus atzma. So that's interesting in Ishan Akaro. And the other opinion that holds that that you only need two is because we know that normally when you have two people out there, the person who brings it could be mitzarif, and we're not going to be mitzarif for a woman because so we know that a woman is not part of a proper basting and she's a psula kabbalah's avis. So according to the other opinion of the Gemara, it's enough to have two there, and we're not concerned for a case where a woman will bring it because they'll realize that a woman can't be mitzarif to the bait. The other opinion holds no. Since a woman can be a judge, they're going to think she could be mitzarif here to the basin, and therefore make sure always to have three. So Baruch Hashem, we're zeiche, l'mot ha-sugiyah hazot, b'simcha u'b'tuv le'evav me'rov kol. Ze haya nifla b'yoser. And Mirtz Hashem, we will Tansarayin Viter in related sugyas, we hope. We have more about this sugya. But first we have to go back to a different sugya, Mirtz Hashem. And then we'll come back to this one. We have a lot to talk about. But I thank you in the meantime for listening. And we should be Zelcha, Lomodu, Lamed, Shmor, V'Lasot, ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתו באהבה. שלום, שלום, סביב הסתימות בלביך.